Ndombele. Ndombele, he glides past Wijnaldum there. Past Henderson, goes past Henderson. Ndombele, he slips Son in. Son's in space. Son, oh, he's nutmeg Van Dijk there. Son still bearing down on goal. Slips it into Bale behind Alexander. Bale with the cross. Kane! This front three are ripping the Premier League to pieces. It's 3-0 Tottenham Hotspur. What a day, team. What a day. What a beautiful little day, eh? He's back. I told you he'd sign. I told you. Daniel Levy knows exactly what he's doing. The club is going in the right place. The Spaniard left back, Reguilón. We've got Bale. We got Kane. We got Son. We got Ndombele. We got Alderweireld. We got Lloris. It's happy days. Put the old league, get the old league. Somebody was posting that 60 yesterday. Lump it all on, son. Lump it all on. The old league is in the bag, opening up with a little 12-1 win at St Mary's today for land the both teams to score. I told you, didn't I, the old arse? I told you, absolutely nailed on. It was a boots-filling job done. Palace, I did say, got good results away from home against the big six. They done it again. I didn't watch the game, but by all shouts, 3-1. You don't win that unless you're well worth it. One of the WhatsApp groups, I was busy but was firing off, I think, Man U fan bleating about penalties or something. That's all they do in it these days, then. Man U fans bleat, bleat, moan, 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 bleat, bleat. What else did we have? Oh, yeah, Lay of W, West Brom as well. Told you that one. So on today, all going nicely. The old golf, though, Patrick Reed, I watched that. Look, oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. That was like watching Suggsy go round. Flipping dearie me. That, what was it, 43 on the back nine? So that's him gone. But we do have Louis up there. We do have Xander up there. I don't think the lad in front wins it, I'll be honest. I will be looking to lay him. I don't think McIlroy wins it. I don't think Matsuyama wins it. So it's going to come down. Maybe Louis might get it done. Good record in the majors, despite only winning one. Maybe I'd hate to see DeChambeau win it. I'm not going to lie, Irish English. But I think... you know, if you're having a bet today, I would bet Schöffel and Oosthuizen 11.5 and 13. I think they will shorten up. I might even go in on those two again today and trade them later. You know, I still think they're going to be coming back. Saw how difficult it was yesterday. Still going to be coming back to nearer to level par than going away from it. I do question DeChambeau's mentality, and the lad's going to wake up Wolf in a whole new position today. So, there, I'm quite happy with where I am with those, but very, very disappointed in Patrick. I thought he would be staying there, but if you know anything about golf, he hasn't been playing well. You've been getting away with missing the fairway. And if you're going to miss the fairway there, you've got to be smashing it a long way down, like, to be fair, DeChambeau is. So you've only got wedges and sand irons coming out that rough. Trying to get 5-6 irons out of it, you've got no chance. But yes, all fingers crossed. I like to see Xander Schöffel win it, I'll be honest. I like him. I think he's a very good player. Right, NFL Sunday. Kane. Bale whips it in. Kane! It's 4-0! Oh, Tottenham are running riot. There you go. That's what it's going to be like there. I'm going to be doing it all season. Right, we have got some NFL. I'm going to drive you. I don't know why you listen to me. I talk complete and utter nonsense all day long. Right, what we got? NFL time. Got a few today. Get my old mate Art, we'll have the results up. Right, starting out, let me get odds checker up. Starting out, Atlanta at Dallas. We're going to buy a couple of points here. The line now is Atlanta plus 3.5 at 10 to 11. Take the plus 5.5 at 4 to 6. Atlanta
Atlanta Falcons plus 5.5, generally available at 4-6. It is 10-13 at 888. I expect you can only get £2 on. So we'll give you the general price, 4-6, Atlanta plus 5.5. Hang on, I've just got to get my other betting lines sheet up. Carolina at Tampa. Do change the match, bear with me. Carolina at Tampa. That line opened, yeah, there it has been. Right, Carolina at Tampa. We'll have Carolina plus 9.5 at 4-5. The line, again, it's moved, but Carolina plus 9.5 at 4-5. Carolina at Tampa. I've got a line bet. Is it in that game? It is in that game, so let me just get that up. Change market, total points. Carolina at Tampa, over 47.5 at 10-11, pretty much everywhere. Betfred 19-20, Bet365. Carolina at Tampa, over 47.5 points. And then I've got a New England at New. Hold on a second. Where are we? New England at Seattle. I keep clicking change market instead of change match. New England at Seattle. New England at Seattle. The point spread. New England Patriots plus, you can get plus 4.5 at 20-23 with Betfred, or plus 4 everywhere at 10-11. 5-6, 4.5 at Bet365. So if you can get plus 4.5 at 5-6, 20-23, then take it. Otherwise, plus 4 at 10-11. New England at Seattle. And I've got one more to check, which is the Minnesota game. Minnesota at Indianapolis Colts. Minnesota plus 3 at 20-21, Bet365. Even money at Hills. Minnesota Vikings plus 3 at 20-21 at the Indianapolis Colts. So that is it for the NFL. Enjoy your Sunday. As I say, I'm not about today, so I won't be answering email, anything. I am pretty much taking a day off as Sam's quarantine has come to an end. She's done her 14 days of prison time. And she's, she'll be, we're going out. So that'll be it, and I'll be back tomorrow. I think I will, I keep saying it, but I should have some more time now this sort of coming couple of weeks. I've got people pretty much set up for Ultimate and the things I wanted to do. So it is a matter of knuckling down and betting, and I will be sharing some sort of more discipline and mental side approaches and help with you, and talking a bit more about modelling and all sorts of bits over the next few weeks on the podcast, try and make it a bit more informative. Enjoy the football today, 12-1 to Tottenham, and I will be back with you all tomorrow morning.